The Selfish Path to Romance. Download Chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com.
My question is about how I have these like emotional reactions to things that I know aren't correct or moral. And I was wondering what the proper way of changing, I guess, your subconsciously held ideas or what you've held like all your life. I guess, for example, like if I ever get into a conversation with someone else that I've been friends with for a while, I won't necessarily think rationally. I'll just kind of act on impulse. And is there, I mean, I guess I'm not sure if that makes sense or not, but I was just wondering what your opinion is on trying to change subconsciously held ideas in a healthy way.
Okay, how do you change consciously held ideas in a healthy way? For example, now you didn't give me an example, you gave me a hint of an example. It always helps to give me something concrete to work with. And that's true for yourself too if you're trying to change. So let's say that you have a friend that comes to visit and it's a female friend that you know is not a soulmate, but you just act on impulse. You act on casual, you have what's called casual sex. You hook up for the night. And then the next morning you're left feeling like, oh, this isn't me. You know, I want to preserve this sort of specialness for a real romantic partner. And yes, you know, I can self-stimulate or I can have casual sex, but it somehow leaves me with a weird feeling the next day. And she's hooked on me, not just sexually, not just a hookup, but she seems to want more from me, because that's typically the case. I had someone tell me once that they've never seen a case, this was a young adult, where kids hook up for casual sex and it works out that one or the other person is really hoping for more, but they just call it casual sex. So there's a lot of emotional hurt. How can you change a pattern like that so you don't always engage in casual sex or you break the habit if you're trying to preserve it for genuine, true romantic relationship and not make sex just be something like brushing your teeth in the morning? Well, you need to think long range. You need to see the consequences the night after, the month after, the year after, so that in the moment of wanting that casual sex, you're able to tell yourself, no, I prefer to have, and then offer yourself a better value. I prefer to preserve this for the person that I truly love, and I haven't found that person yet. So you need to think long range and integrate, and I hope that helps.
And here's a little more from Dr. Kenner.
Yes! Yes! I'm going to be an actor. Ever since I can remember, I wanted to try this. I even tried to go to summer stock auditions last year, but of course my father wouldn't let me. For the first time in my whole life, I know what I want to do. And for the first time, I'm going to do it, whether my father wants me to or not. Carpe diem!
Yeah, hold on.
Of course, that's from Dead Poets Society. Have you ever felt that? Have you ever felt the depth of that emotion of, for the first time in my life, I know what I want to do, and I'm going to do it. This is my value, my life, my way. And assuming it's rational, of course, but pursuing your own goals. He wants to be an actor, and of course, his dad doesn't want that. How do you gain your independence? You need to be able to stand up for yourself, even against threats, opposition. As long as you're making rational decisions, you always want to be true to yourself. You don't want to self-betray. And it's not so much seize the day, carpe diem, because you don't want to just randomly go on your whim. This guy has thought about his values a lot, and he definitely wants to be an actor. So what I recommend is trying to hear the intensity in his voice, that passion, that this is my life, my way. And think about the four major areas in your life. In romance, is it your life, your way? And of course, you need to definitely coordinate that with a partner. It can't be you only, but it's your way, meaning the two of you, a couple style of a wonderful, passionate, sexual, and exciting relationship. Is it your way in another area of life? In friends, your way. Is it your way in what we just talked about, career? He wants to be an actor. Is it your life, your way? Even if it isn't temporarily your life, your way, if you're in a mundane job that's just enough to get you going so you can get to the real job in life, that's okay. You're still headed in the right direction. And also in your hobbies. Are you pursuing a hobby you love? Or many, many kids who were brought up having to take a musical instrument that their parents liked, not that they liked, or having to engage in a sport that they may not like and the parents like, can they have that attitude of, this is my life, my way, and gracefully, tactfully learn assertiveness skills so they can take the tentacles of their parents off of them and lead their own life or get their parents on board with them, which is even better.
For more Dr. Kenner podcast, go to drkenner.com and please listen to this ad.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner and co-author Dr. Edwin Locke.
For romantic love to be successful and enduring, it is absolutely critical that each partner feel visible to one another. You should feel especially visible for what is most important to you. And ideally, you'll want to feel visible as a whole person, not just for a few narrow traits. One important type of visibility is emotional visibility. Emotional visibility means understanding and empathizing with each other's emotions. Another important type of visibility is philosophy of life visibility. Philosophy of life visibility means understanding and acknowledging your partner's deepest values and sense of life.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com, and you can buy The Selfish Path to Romance at amazon.com.